Hey, everybody, welcome to the Wicked Funny Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Bowden. With me, as always, is Frank Gazzero.
Hello.
And Katie Arroyo.
Hello.
And today we have a very, very special guest. If you listened to last week's episode, we had a huge announcement that that Frank made. And so I'd like to welcome our guest, she got an upgrade. She's no longer Frank's Mexican girlfriend. Please welcome Frank's Mexican fiance, Kirsten Logan.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Qué tal?
Hola, buenos días. Me llamo Brian Bowden.
Mucho gusto.
Oh, shit. So, congratulations, Kirsten.
Thank you.
What's it like being engaged to Frank Gazzero?
It feels like nothing has changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I gathered that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
What a bold stance.
Good news.
I agree with what you said about
oh, Katie should have seen it. They came in and it was like nothing happened. It was like nothing happened. It was like their relationship didn't get any type of upgrade at all.
No, it's like, well, now I have to buy a new fucking sweatshirt.
You have to buy a new sweatshirt.
You do.
Yeah.
And thank you for supporting the podcast.
You're welcome.
You've done more for this.
You can visit on Patreon and find their store.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. You've done more for this podcast than Frank has.
Yeah, that's
right.
That is true.
That's a racket I'm running. That's why
without
I got
a doubt.
That's why I got a Mexican girlfriend.
I even made them Mexican colors.
You gotta get what?
Because you can customize the sweatshirt, so I made them Mexican colors.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you got an Italian sweatshirt.
Well, I didn't want to put a brown spot right in the middle.
I thought it was Italian. I have so much to ask. I didn't write any of it down.
I was like, do you have a list of questions?
I do have a list of questions. I stood up late last night.
It's a hard game.
I stood up late and came up with questions. I want to know how did it go down?
Did
Frank get on a knee?
That's
what I want to know.
No,
he didn't get on a knee.
No. He was lying down.
Can we imagine how it went? Like, you guys are lying down and then you gaze at each other.
You guys guess first.
You guys are laying down. You gaze at each other. Frank rolls over and farts and then eats like a piece of cheese. But after he grabs the cheese, he just throws a box at you.
That's pretty close.
I'd imagine he said something like, hey, do you want to get married? Was it like that? Was it like a, hey, do you want to get married? Or
why do you guys think I would do it like a moron?
Because why would anybody involved with this podcast or listening right now think otherwise?
The biggest,
I'm a cool guy.
The biggest prediction of the future is the past, you know?
Yeah. So did he say, hey, do you want to get married? Or was there a speech
did
involved?
He have a speech?
It was really cute. He handed me a handle of Kharkov, and the ring was at the bottom. And he said, drink up, babe.
Whoa.
Let's do this.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
I swear to God, for a minute,
dead.
I was like, what did he do? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
No.
So how,
it would have been fun to do that with like a pint, though. That would have been pretty funny.
Yeah. That would have been funny.
Yeah.
I would have laughed.
So how did he do it? So he was laying down. He rolled over and just said.
I ruined it.
It's a two-day story.
I ruined it.
It's a two-day story?
Yeah.
Three, technically, yeah.
Because he wanted to do it on my birthday.
Uh-huh.
But I hit 33 hungover.
Uh-huh.
For 24 hours. So we didn't go out that night. And then on Friday, 3 days later, we went out to have a picnic.
Okay, yeah.
We got good burgers at Crazy Burger in Narragansett.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to the Rocks in Narragansett.
Okay.
Under a comet.
Wow.
Under the setting sun.
Under a comet.
Yeah. Because there was
Halley's?
That fucking comet. Do you remember?
Comet.
Neowise?
No.
Okay. There was a comet.
It's
called Neowise.
But the one detail is on Wednesday, she was like, did you have something planned for tonight? Never mind. Like, she kind of was suspecting.
So you
I
were expecting
like,
it.
Three times.
Where
I was
are you
like,
expecting
did you?
It?
I was
it.
Expecting
but
it.
But Wednesday, I played it off like, what? No. Like, I said something
you,
and
but
made her think I wasn't going to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you said, I'm Frank. I don't do anything.
I was expecting it because he did one of the world's sketchiest things. Because
what
there
did
was
he
a
do?
Delivery like 2 days before that.
You ordered the ring on Amazon?
No, not on Amazon. I ordered it from a jeweler.
I got all my box tops and I sent them in and I got this ring. And now I'm going to ask Kirsten to marry me.
You're like, I did the
same thing in sixth grade with Carrie Hackettori.
Frank's like, I've had to eat seven boxes of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but it was worth it.
I ate so much cereal, you bitch. And now you're hungover.
You can use it to decode things.
It's a decoder ring, really.
Yeah, it's a decoder ring.
So did the package show up and then he had nothing to produce to pretend like it came out of that package?
No, so the guy had to sign for it, and he went outside, and then he came back inside without me saying anything or asking anything. He went, I ordered computer parts, and then he just ran in the room.
I could have just walked into the office with it, and she never would have thought of it.
Literally, I would not have questioned it at all.
We get packages
every day.
And, I could have just walked, you know.
You could have just walked right in.
Because you don't sign for computer parts.
Does he do the same thing when he shits his pants?
No. No, he
How do you
it
feel about when Frank shits his pants?
Every
do you know
day?
That it, do you know that it does happen a lot? It happens a lot more frequent than we thought.
Yeah.
We just send each other numbers every day of what we have.
What? We communicate openly about our poop.
Yes, yeah.
So you just send each other numbers about how many times you pooped?
No, not numbers. The, like the scale of
the
what
type
the poop
of
is.
And quality of.
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
So there's a thing called the Bristol stool chart.
Yeah.
And it's like seven different kinds.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll be like, oh, I had a couple threes today.
Oh, wow. You guys really are perfect for each other.
Yeah, you are. Good match.
Wow.
Yeah. We fit That's like great. A stool in a toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie, do you and Ash do that?
Like a turd in a colon.
Katie, do you and Ash talk about your poops?
No.
Yeah, Katie.
Well, we don't go, like, full scale. But Josh, I did brag because I told him I pooped in the new house before he did.
Really? Yeah, that's right. You got a new house. We were going to save that for an announcement at the end. Boy, Katie's buying new houses. You guys are getting engaged. And here I am fighting with Rhode Island unemployment trying to get a fucking check.
Look at us. We're all doing things.
We're all doing things, you guys.
We're living adult lives.
Oh, we're all being fucking adultish. So Frank leaned over. He got the computer parts.
Yep.
Came in, announced that he got computer parts, which is a lie.
Yes.
and then the next day you guys went out for your little picnic.
Yep. Yeah.
You laid down. Did you lay down on the blanket with Frank?
Well, yeah, because we had like just eaten, so I like laid down. I was looking at the sunset.
Uh huh.
And then I turned over and said, "Do you have anything to ask me?"
Stop it.
Did you say that? Oh my god.
It was such like a sweet moment, and then she just blurted that out.
Wow.
Oh my god.
And then started laughing.
Wow.
That's
kind of bullshit. I'll say that.
I
you have anything to ask me.
I can't help it.
That's
but
great.
Then I was like, wow, babe, you know how to make a nice moment really awkward. And I laughed, and then but at that point she didn't think I was gonna do it. And I had it in my pocket.
You said, wow, babe, way to make a nice moment awkward.
Yeah. So she was like doing something. So I reached in and I palmed it in my hand. I had it in my pocket. And then with that same hand, I grabbed my beer and took a sip of beer.
Wow.
So she really wouldn't think I had it.
By the way, I saw none of this. I did not know that.
Well, I got Frank that magician kit for Christmas.
He's been practicing that magic trick for years.
Yeah. He hasn't built a fucking website, but I tell you what, he can palm
he
an
can
engagement
palm,
ring.
Yeah, did you palm it in the box or just the ring?
No, just the ring itself.
Just
oh,
the
I'd
ring.
Be so scared I would drop now. It.
Yeah.
I had it in my, like, you know that little pocket in your jeans, that tiny one?
Yeah.
The one that nobody ever uses fucking ever?
Yeah, I had it in there, and I all night long I kept, like, poking it to make sure.
It's the engagement ring pocket.
Honestly, I was looking for a ring box, so if you wore... Like, if you put a ring box in your pocket, I would have known.
Yeah, you would have.
When she was hugging you and feeling you up, that was not because she was into you at that moment.
Yeah. So then I just rolled over and I said, will you marry me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I only heard, would you, and then I blacked out.
And then you
and he was like,
yes?
Would you hand me
another
beer?
No, I didn't, actually, for a good 2 minutes.
Didn't say yes for 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, she was happy and stuff, but then I was like, you technically didn't say yes.
Wow.
I cried a little bit.
You did.
And then he just pulled out 13 handkerchiefs in a row. It was amazing, right out of his
what
handkerchiefs
a good
or
trick.
Tissues?
Handkerchief, like
right out of
like a magic
mouth.
Trick.
Yes. Yeah.
He had an imagine. All right, that's good. I didn't know.
No. Wow. I mean, it was just a very normal.
Were there other people around that saw you guys do it? Did they all make a big deal?
Did people clap? No. Yes. Did people clap?
No, I would hate that, honestly.
There were people like 50 feet away, but they couldn't see us.
They didn't
know
what was going on.
Children
they
screaming.
Didn't know that you leaning over, rolling on a blanket was a proposal.
No.
They didn't pick up on that.
I didn't want to get on my knee because that spoils a surprise.
You're already laying down.
There was like a giant shelf, so we were like past the shelf.
Oh, there was a shelf. And then there was a shelf.
Like the rocks went for a bit, and then it went down, like straight down.
Yeah, like a shelf.
Yeah, like a
and
shelf.
The rocks
just like a shelf.
When
he
we
proposed
were
to me on a shelf.
That sounds about good. That's a good place.
Yeah, next to the macaroni and cheese.
That's a good shelf to be on. When we were on, we did the cliff walk in Newport, and somebody got engaged, and people were like losing their minds. Like all these strangers were cheering. It was like a whole thing.
I wouldn't like that.
One time, a few times actually, this girl I was dating me would pretend to get engaged. That way we can get free drinks at the bar.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Ash pretended I left like a regular ring at his house one of the first times I stayed there because it was marking my territory. And he brought it to the bank with him. Like I had to stop and get like a check or something for my whatever. And he knelt down and gave me back the ring, but he acted like it was a proposal. And people in line,
people in line at
the bank were like, "What?
We met in line trying to cash checks."
I was like, "Oh my god, it's my favorite Bank of America."
Nothing says love more than dividends.
Yeah.
So what are the plans now? Do you guys have a date yet? Last week, Frank said he did not have a date.
No.
Have you talked about the wedding at all since the proposal?
No.
It's not really like on the horizon necessarily.
So what, why do it? What made you do this, Frank? And I know she's sitting right here. There's a lot of pressure.
No. We had talked about it and we thought like, we've both been married and divorced already, and neither of us are in a hurry to get married again.
So who had the better marriage out of the two of you?
I mean, that's a crapshoot, isn't it?
That's kind of a
like literally, we're shooting crap.
It is. I was going to say who had the worst marriage, but it's the same question.
If I
word it positively, that's interviewing skills coming out.
That was good.
I think you probably had the better marriage.
Frank had the better marriage.
Mine was not unpleasant. It just wasn't the right thing
for you guys. I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mine was unpleasant.
Yeah. So Frank had the better marriage.
Yep.
All right.
Because I'm better at it.
Because Frank's better at it. Do you know that Frank was catfished by an old lady?
I do. Yeah, I know the whole story.
But we basically just decided it would be nice to like commit to each other and take another
and that's what you're doing.
A step just toward commitment, but like, not necessarily worrying about the marriage part.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's good.
So if you were to pick a date for
the
wedding.
And now Kirsten gets cool jewelry.
Yeah, no, Kirsten gets cool jewelry.
That's pretty much why I did it. Yeah. That's pretty much why I agreed.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
But even just today, I was like, oh, man, if I wasn't wearing this ring, this cute guy would look at me.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel different wearing the ring? How do you feel wearing the ring?
Yeah, because it's like I feel there's like a weird thing when you get married where like you feel like you join this weird society of people. Mm. Like,
You're part of the society of the Mexicans that won't get deported now, I don't think.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
So that it's a weird secret society. Welcome.
Yeah. Mi casa, su casa.
Thank you. Buenvenidos. No, it's like it's a weird fucking thing. Like, I think when you have a kid, when you get married, when you get engaged, like, you're part of those people.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
whoever's in that stage in their life, they want to talk to you about it, and you're accepted into that community.
You're part of the normies.
Do you want to talk about these things?
No.
I already did this. I'll be honest. Yeah, I don't see you being excited to be engaged to Frank. I don't think anybody. I don't see. Oh, Frank. Pretend. Can we do a role play? Can we pretend I'm one of the girls in the bathroom?
Yes.
And I say, I like your ring.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And tell me about your fiance.
Well, he's Frank.
From the Wicked Funny Podcast?
I'm sorry if you've heard that, but I literally apologize. I was like, hey, he's on this podcast. You can listen to it. Also, I'm sorry he poops.
Oh, wow.
He's the pooper. But Brian, you gotta, you know what? Frank has now Katie. Gotten two women to agree to spend the rest of their lives with him.
Technically three.
Three women.
Yeah. Wait, who's the third? The old lady? Did you engage to the old lady?
No, when I went to Bible college, and missionary training school, I got engaged to a girl because I thought I was going to be a missionary, and it was just kind of like
God told you to date someone in the church.
Yeah, sort of. It was like we get along okay. Maybe we should just get married.
Yeah,
and I don't think either of us really liked each other at all.
Yeah, you just wanted to do it.
We were just friends, and then obviously I didn't get married.
Yeah,
this is why it's hard to be excited because like I feel like
just another one on the list.
Just another third on the list. I'm cursed in
Wait,
the third.
In 5 years, we'll be sitting here with Frank's Swedish girlfriend talking about the newest engagement.
No, he doesn't go for blondes.
We'll find a Brazilian.
Yeah, I can't believe. Yeah, you're right, Katie. There's
you got
three.
He's a real Casanova.
Idiots out there.
He's a real Casanova.
I am a Casanova.
Thank you.
Frank Sanova.
There's one idiot in here.
I said it. I said it, and I didn't want to look at you when I said it. So activities, you guys like to cook together. We've seen that.
Yeah.
For 4 weeks, we've asked Frank to bring in a recipe and a picture.
Yeah,
I could cook for you guys.
I
know you could.
No, we want to use your recipe.
We want to use your recipe. We've been asking Frank to put it up on the podcast
on the gram.
Page, and he hasn't done that.
Which recipe?
Just anything. Anyway, everything you guys make looks delicious.
I make them myself.
What about the times Frank can't do stuff because
he's busy cooking
empanadas
for
or some shit?
Wait, what do you mean?
When he makes ravioli.
All right, so
are you the fucking sous chef? Are you the prep cook, Frank?
I pretty much cook by myself.
All the stuff she's been posting, she's been cooking on her own.
So that fucking wonton with the baked egg
made
in it.
Made it myself.
Yeah, that looks
that
amazing.
That looks good.
Oh, God. It looks so good. How many of those did you make?
How many meals have I made?
How many of those little dumplings? Kirsten made a dumpling, and on the inside, it looked like they took
so
all the wonderful
good.
Things China had and just put it inside of it.
They were bows. They're like the size of baseballs.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know the size of it.
I made 12.
12. And how many are recommended per serving?
I have no idea.
Because I would have eaten 7. 8. I would have eaten all 12.
I ate 3 the first time.
You ate 3.
But they're
surprisingly
filling.
Hmm.
Do you want me to make you some?
Yeah.
I am dying for somebody to cook for me.
Because I really...
Hey, Ryan.
If you're cool with this, I really want to make it can't be a true pastor, but like I want to make a pastor dumpling.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Do you like pineapple?
Yeah, I like
pineapple.
Do you
like pork?
Yeah, yes.
So
yes, I
want to make
everything.
Like a pineapple pork al pastor bow.
That would be lovely.
That sounds
an al pastor.
Good.
Now, is that Mexican Chinese fusion?
Yes, it is.
Mexican pastor bow.
What I like to do is I like to see what
is that
people
what, wait,
have
what's the name of it again?
Years
it's called
and
chow.
Years and years and thousands of years, and I like to just fucking ruin it by putting them together.
It sounds delicious.
Ryan, I think you need to take notes from Frank because he's gotten three women to agree to spend the rest of their lives with him. He gets cooked for. On the regular.
Yeah.
And he shits his pants.
Yeah.
And he shits his pants.
Yeah.
I'm really good at stuff.
He is.
I'm just really good at it.
You just gotta learn from him, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you lessons. I could be your dating coach.
Yeah, Brian.
I don't want that.
Why?
I don't
You can
want
go on
that.
A date and,
I don't
and
want
have an earpiece.
Frank
and you
know,
I'm
how
so stressed out. I'm so fucking stressed because now, like, with all this COVID shit, you go on a date. You don't know. Like, I didn't know when to kiss somebody before. Now, you're supposed to be 6 feet away from these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And now I'm supposed to go in and lick face. How do you do it?
You call it licking face?
Sometimes I do.
When was the last time you called it that?
Maybe licking face is part of the problem. Maybe licking is part of the issue.
If you go back to when this first happened episode, I said people were licking faces in Newport. You remember that?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, but they were literally doing that.
Licking face. How am I supposed to lick face?
I have no
Not
idea.
Not knowing. Like, I'm just no good at... Like, it's just like I'm tough at finding cues and now there's like an extra cue. you know?
Well, I think now with the queue, you're like just like...
There's like an extra fucking hurdle, Katie, and I don't know what to do.
But maybe that's even better, because now
I'm
there's
COVID.
I'm done
dating. I'm not dating anymore. You I'm not going to date anymore. I'm done.
Well, what are you going to do? Hire someone to cook for you? Yeah, you're not done. Don't you want to roll over on a shelf and ask someone to marry you?
I do want to roll over on a shelf and say...
Hey.
So, hey, I like those Mexican pastels you make.
Don't you want to roll over on a shelf and look at someone and have them say, hey, you want to ask me anything?
I think he means cake.
Oh. You want to get married?
Anything you want to ask me?
Anything I want to ask you?
I have noticed a lot of comics have been getting engaged these past couple of months.
Yeah, well, because they finally have to sit home with their girlfriends.
I think that's what it is. They're like hanging out with their girlfriends, and they're like, wow, you're like actually cool.
Yeah, they're like, wow.
That's weird.
So here what activities you guys like to do, Kirsten?
We play Overwatch.
Yeah. We do.
Then we watch TV.
Yeah.
We like to cook.
And you guys like to cook?
Separately.
Separately. Frank says that
he's cooking
that he
for
does
hours
the cooking.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that he cooks for hours.
He does when he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And how is his food compared to yours?
Well, hers is better.
Uh-huh.
Because most of the time I'm kind of like I'll start with the specific thing I'm going to cook,
mm-hmm.
and my thing is halfway through like cuz I'm usually like having a drink or something while I cook,
mm-hmm.
and I end up being like, oh, I'll try it like this, and I'll change this, and I'll do that.
Uh-huh.
So then it's very hit or miss.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that too.
It only comes out really good if I'm like, if I stay very focused the whole
time.
You know, otherwise I'll fuck it up.
Okay.
I do that too, but it still comes out good.
All right.
I get it. You're not an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
think that might actually be your problem.
It could be. No, I am a good. I am a good cook. I know how to cook things, but I do fuck things up a lot. So I like.
What's the best thing that Frank? What's the best thing that Frank just does? Like in general, with everything in the world, what's the best thing he does? If you were to pick two things that Frank does
the best,
better than anybody, what would it be? And don't give cliche answers. I want very specific answerios to the question.
I think he is the absolute best person at overthinking everything.
Yep. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's
the best.
A good one.
That's funny because we don't see him think at all.
No.
On the podcast.
He's not in that mode.
I also think.
Yeah. Katie made it funny. He's not in that mode.
He's really good at justifying drinking. I think those two things are the
That is a skill
is
he
a
has.
Skill. It's a very
that
good
is
skill.
A skill he has. And good for you, Frank, for picking out somebody that can acknowledge that skill.
And accept you for who you are.
And accept you for who you are. That's fantastic.
Yep. I can just be me.
Yeah, you can just be you. You're
that's never been
self.
But like even with my ex-husband, afterwards everyone was like, yeah, you know he was a douchebag, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, sorry, didn't know. Like
so now you learn how to see the douche and that's why you're able to
You see the douche and you accept
Frank.
The douche.
And you accepted the douche and now you're engaged to the douche.
I'm engaged to the douche.
You're engaged to the douche.
She's got a type.
Hey, you know.
What kind of wedding cake would you guys have? I want you guys to answer at the count of three. I want to see if you're to have a cake right now. Let's say the wedding's tomorrow.
Okay.
What kind of cake is it? 1, 2, 3.
The chocolate. One he had at his last wedding.
Yes.
The one he had at his last wedding. Frank said chocolate.
Yeah.
And
a chocolate.
Were you at
it.
The wedding, Kirsten? Was it a good cake?
No, but that cake
she was in
fucking
the cake.
Amazing.
I've heard so many times that is the most amazing cake that you can possibly
Wow.
Do.
Yeah,
it's
I'm sure you've heard about the custard
by...
as well.
Oh, my God. The custard from the Midwest.
Custard from Wisconsin.
We're
going to
have
that for our wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be custard at this wedding. Is that true?
If we ever have one, yes, there will be.
Okay.
And it will come from Cops in Milwaukee.
Do they have a... strawberry and white cake option from that cake place.
Probably.
Okay, that's what I want.
Yeah, I would
she
want
was
white
she
cake.
Could probably do whatever.
You want a strawberry white, Frank, sticking with the chocolate.
Maybe
the cake was so good, I
layers.
Ate it for like a year.
I know.
Afterwards.
Do you know that Frank hid ice cream from you? Did you know that?
Oh, listen, he doesn't hide it.
You know he eats ice cream while he drives?
Yes, I know. Did you know that the best thing to do is to heat it up slightly around all edges so you can just squeeze it out like a push pop?
Wow.
When you're driving.
I never really thought about that.
The problem with Ben and Jerry's, which is my go-to, is mm-hmm. that when it's, you know, when you get it out of the freezer thing at the store, it's usually like rock hard, you know? So mm-hmm. you put it in the little cup holder in front of the heater.
Frank, nobody's fucking doing that.
There's nobody's not a lot of...
You put it in front of the cup
Frank,
holder.
Frank, I'm not... Listen,
you
listen.
Turn it, and then the edges on the inside get a little
I'm
loose.
Not saying what you're doing is bad or doesn't work. What I'm saying is nobody is getting ice cream from any, even if it's the kid. If people went to the convenience store to get Ben and Jerry's at 11:30 at night because that was the only way they could have ice cream, was to get that Ben and Jerry's at 11:30 at night. They're not putting it in the fucking cup holder with the heat and twisting
there's
it.
There's not a big market for people that need to sneak eat. Like ice cream in the car.
It's not always sneaky. Sometimes it's just I can't wait till I get home.
Yeah,
I have very bad impulse control, and the Adderall wears off.
Uh huh.
So I just want it now.
Okay.
Okay. Man, all right. Kirsten sees the douche and accepts the douche.
Yeah, Kirsten is accepting the douche.
But the point is, once it melts, you can kind of squeeze the container and it
no,
pops up like
it.
A push pop.
We all agree. We're just saying
but
no.
But now
one...
it's like an ice cream cone.
There's
not
just not a lot of people
yes.
that need
Frank,
that.
We know what you're saying. We know exactly.
Why don't you think it's awesome?
We don't think it's
like...
not awesome. We're just saying nobody else does it.
That's right.
Well, if it was like a try. Mini one, like one of the mini ones, that's an acceptable amount to squeeze pop.
No, that's
like
one
pint
of ice cream.
A pint is fucking insane.
A pint is one serving.
Didn't you say you think
you're
lactose
servings.
Intolerant the other day?
I think I might
That's
be.
Probably why he shits his pants.
Oh my God.
I think I noticed that's there is a correlation.
It. Wow, you're going to have to get that non-dairy Ben and Jerry's.
I'm not doing that.
No. Ooh, no,
he's
we're not doing that.
Pants.
Frank's just going to shit his pants.
I'd rather just shit my pants.
Do you do the laundry after he shits his pants?
I
have
do.
You ever watched
yeah,
his shit?
Yeah, I did
wow.
find. I did find. No, well,
no,
I won't say what I found.
I'm pretty good about
what
washing.
Did, no, no,
what did
do.
You do?
It was just a little tire mark.
Okay.
Oh, she found a skid mark the other day, apparently.
What, was it? Do you wear tidy whitey? What kind of underwear does Frank wear?
Mandy's,
okay.
Mm.
Yeah, but when I shit myself, I always wash my underwear.
Okay, yeah.
I order MeUndies for him every month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, the MeUndies. Yeah.
It's the most comfortable thing I've ever put on my body.
That's
wow.
great. And you know that you buy these so that he can shit in
yes.
them.
In
okay.
them,
okay.
yeah.
Just,
that's why
I
wash
all
them. Otherwise,
I
throw
shit
them
and then wear undies.
Frank, there's people that I talk to on a regular that listen to this episode that ask how you're doing.
About your poops.
About
yeah.
his poops, yes. It's like they'll be like, you know, we listen to the podcast. It's great. It's good times. It's great. Hey, oh, by the way, how's Frank doing with his little poop situation?
I would like to state that it's not my cooking. It's totally the Ben and Jerry's.
Oh,
like,
no,
it
we're
is,
not
we
saying
don't even
you're,
say it's
oh, no,
your
you're
cooking.
cooking. No,
we think
we
it's
don't
Frank.
Think it's your cooking at all. Your cooking is absolutely
yeah,
wonderful.
Because you'd have the shits all the time, too, if that was the case, you know?
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
true.
Frank.
And I don't have the shits. Today I had a three.
A three, that's...
Yeah.
That's,
and can you describe what a three is, please?
It's log shaped with some cracks in the surface.
Okay.
Yeah, and did you know that when poop comes out, it's supposed to be squiggly. It's supposed to squiggle down.
But not like hot snakes. It shouldn't be skinny and ragged on the edges.
You want
yes.
Because that's the shape of your intestine.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you know that, Frank?
Well, no, your colon is just a giant question mark.
Well, whatever the fuck. It's
okay.
supposed to be all right, squiggly.
I'm sorry.
My biggest issue lately is that it's just unpredictable. So it's like numerous times a day, any time of day or night, and like one time it's regular, and the next time it's water, mm-hmm. the next time it's hard as a rock. It just there's no consistency. I don't know what's going on.
So sometimes it takes me 24 hours to poop, and then sometimes I eat salad, and an hour later it's done.
Mm.
Yeah, I see it in the toilet sometimes.
Would there be a steak option at the wedding?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Open bar?
Maybe.
You have I to have open bar.
Open bar, probably.
How about BYOB?
I feel like you skip dinner if you're... skip dinner to make room for open bar.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, Katie might be right about that. But we'll definitely have food, though.
Or,
yeah,
then you end up with a bunch of vomiting guests.
Yeah, I want little beef Wellingtons for hors d'oeuvres.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone I know has a COVID wedding, and they have invited 400 people
what?
To their reception.
Whoa.
How is that legal? Can they do
yeah,
that?
They
because
they
have
they
a giant
that?
Field that they're going to put them in, but I still feel like that's too many people.
So there's going to be like
that's
a,
too many people
a,
not
a,
during COVID.
A square mile of people just spread out
yeah,
over
a field. Yeah, you're right, Keith. That's a lot of people minus the
that's
COVID.
Too many people.
Yeah.
It's going to look like Woodstock, but nobody, not as many people showed up or yeah. something.
Can people sign up for their funerals at the wedding?
Yeah, you can get a discount.
She's, oh, shit. She's so nice. She's so nice. I'm going to feel so bad not yeah. going.
Auntie Karen so took healthy. November 30th as the fuck as her funeral date.
They have a raffle to win a casket.
It's an open casket wedding.
Yeah.
Would you DJ or band at the wedding? DJ or band at the wedding?
DJ.
Probably a DJ.
DJ. DJ.
I okay. prefer DJs at weddings.
Would you guys I'm gonna start. What song would you guys pick for your wedding song?
Yeah. Oh, great, great question, yeah. Katie. What's the wedding song?
Hmm. You know already, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, Frank does uh-oh. Not know already, Kristen. It doesn't look like
well, I know
Frank
what my
knows.
Favorite like it's, mushy song is.
Well,
but,
yeah, it would
but
be remember
is it Aerosmith?
The
don't
want
to miss a
yeah.
thing? It's not Aerosmith?
No.
Is it Lone Star? Don't want to miss
is
a thing?
Is that the one you
yeah, yeah, is it Lone Star? Don't want to miss
is
it the Lone Star?
No, it's nothing dated. It's nothing lame. It's nothing lame. No, it's the Ben Folds song.
And what is the Ben
the
is
luckiest.
It Ben Folds don't want to miss
a
thing?
She's a brick.
She's a
yeah, she's a brick.
I can describe as a brick house.
No, it's yeah. not the luckiest.
The luckiest.
Very sweet song.
Ben Folds, the luckiest.
Yes.
I so in because I knew he was gonna ask me, I a while ago ordered a very nice like art print.
Uh-huh.
Because we have this wreath above the bed and he hates it, so I ordered an art print to replace it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a very sweet, like artistic version of two people hugging.
Okay.
And I wrote the lyrics to the luckiest on the back of it.
That's really
oh,
sweet.
That's sweet.
I did that for a former girlfriend, got a picture with music lyrics
oh,
on
no.
it.
Was it me?
Nope, it was not you.
What song was it?
The Mango Tree by the Zac Brown Band.
Wow.
When was this?
What?
Was this recently?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mango, what are the words to the mango tree?
Just
Google it on your own time.
Don't worry about that. This is about you guys.
I got to know what the words are now.
Oh, great.
It's, oh.
Josh only likes metal, so if he did that, it would just
waiting
be like
for
a song
the sunlight
about dying.
To come rising from the sea, we lay undercover, shaded by the mango tree. We could stay forever, never leave this paradise, swaying in the ocean breeze to the rhythm of the tide. Tomorrow.
All right, I think we got it.
You know what
it.
The problem with that song is?
But here's the thing: if she liked you, if she was into you, then that would be like.
It was a nice fucking thing.
Ever.
It was a nice song. It was a nice song that I'll never listen
but
to
clearly,
again.
Oh,
and
no,
you all know how much I love mangoes.
You know what the problem with the mango tree is, though?
What?
Like, mango is like on the tree. It's like a poison ivy type thing.
There you go.
You
see?
Don't want to be near those.
No, yeah.
he
learned this from
me. What are
you
talking about?
So,
if you go to
a
mango tree and you touch it, it's like a poison ivy
no,
situation.
No, it's so mango skin, the skin specifically,
yeah.
has the same like capsaicin-y, not capsaicin, the other one.
Poison
the other
ivy
chemical is the same as poison ivy. It's
okay.
part of that family.
Uh-huh.
So if you eat it and you're allergic to poison ivy and you touch the skin, you have a good chance of breaking out in like a poison ivy like
well, that's
rash.
Nice.
I've never heard that yeah. from anybody.
It's true. I learned it from Alton Brown.
Well, I had a poison ivy like rash on my heart. And I tried to scratch it and it wouldn't
perfect.
Go away. And it just got worse.
You gotta put some calamine on it.
Yeah.
yeah
and now I don't know
stuff.
How to kiss people. Fuck COVID-19.
Oh my god.
I'm thriving though.
I do
still
hope
thriving.
That you have devolved to the point where you do just lick faces.
I'm just gonna do that. I'm
just
gonna
like,
had
like
a
dog.
Just gonna had a had a real good time tonight.
I don't know how to be a person.
Just going for the lick. All right. Well, I think we should take a little break. Katie, do you have any more questions about the wedding?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Can't
want,
wait. Can we? Can,
oh,
can
do you guys want like
the table
an inside?
That we sit at?
Yeah. Do you guys want an inside?
Oh, Frank already invited us to the wedding, Kirsten.
Wait,
we don't know
yeah.
if you knew that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did last
well,
week.
Well, they
very
were like,
formally.
Are we invited? I'm like, if we have one, yeah.
I thought we weren't going to have one.
Well, no, I don't think that's why I said
okay,
if.
We're not going to have
I said
one.
If.
Wait, you're not getting
you're not
or having
even
going
to have one?
No, I mean, we have to have our parents there. We have to.
But we're not going to be there?
Are you guys going to have like a party?
Here's my, Kirsten
just put a funk in the living room.
Yeah, I know this, but this is my perfect, like in my head, this is what I want to happen.
Okay. Brian Bowden is
breaking news. I want to be the flower girl.
What I would like is a very, nope. very small ceremony, just you and me and family. That's it.
Oh.
So you hear that, Katie? I heard you guys aren't family.
But what I would like to do after that is have 400 people in a field.
In a field?
No.
I was wondering if you were going to do indoor or outdoor.
Horses with guns. No, I want to have like a party at the Connection. I think that would be nice.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
They would never let it happen. It would have to be at 2 in the afternoon.
They'd let you do it on like a Sunday.
Yeah. But like I would fucking love that.
I don't want to go to the Connection if I don't have to. I'm not going to your wedding.
You don't have to.
You're right.
You
I
literally don't have to.
I don't have to. I'm going to sit at home
but
alone.
I just
want to
remind you that it's not our wedding
because
you're not invited to our wedding because no one is besides our family.
So do you think you guys would do indoor, outdoor? What season?
Me indoor, outdoor.
I personally
I need to
know.
Yeah. What? Yeah, Katie and me not going
to
an indoor
even.
Outdoor wedding.
I need to buy a dress.
I'm fine with
no,
either,
you don't,
really.
Katie. You don't have to buy a dress. Did
I'm
you hear what happens happening?
I'm gonna stand outside.
I'd like the reception to be inside.
You don't have to buy a dress.
Inside, for
they're
sure.
planning the wedding without us.
Who was the reception
that's
outside?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh,
I'm not happy.
400 people in a field.
I'm not happy either.
I'm not happy about this.
I'm sorry. If you knew me during my first marriage, I would have invited you then.
Well, but, maybe you guys will change your mind.
Yeah.
But Katie, you can I say you were married before?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, you can't.
So you had a big wedding,
no,
right?
Honestly, yes. So what you described, I told Ash, I was like, I would love... I'm like a city hall something and then a huge party. So like you still get to have the party, but you don't have the pressures of like this first thing and then this
the
mom dance and this dad dance.
I already have visions of Katie and Ash's wedding. I'm dancing with Katie Buns the whole time. The fucking ludicrous. You're in Katie Buns.
I'm going to walk down the aisle to WAP.
I want you to start.
You're gonna WAP this way?
Yeah.
WAP?
That's going to be our
I don't WAP to miss a thing.
Our wedding our wedding song is going to be just WAP.
What is WAP?
It's
WAP?
A style of.
It's what we called Italians.
But is it a song?
Well, it's by Cardi B.
Cardi B, wet ass pussy.
WAP? It's called WAP.
Is it about a guinea?
No, it's about wet ass pussy.
For you, I would want you to like start walking down the aisle, just really slow, really sweet, just you beautiful under like whatever fucking gorgeous spotlight. And there's just like as soon as you take that first step, just someone go, Bob, get in there.
Look
great.
At them change the subject, Katie.
Yeah, they did. They did.
They really did. She,
no,
flipped
but,
she flipped it onto your
she
fucking Portuguese wedding.
But I want
you
guys,
you,
I just
Puerto
want
Rican,
you guys to have a
Puerto
wedding,
Rican wedding
close enough. I just want you guys to have a wedding so I can go to it.
Yeah. Katie, we just want a party.
Yeah,
we want a party.
You and 500 other people.
You
and
can
the
have
thing
a party
is,
just
if we invite everyone, people get pissed off because you can't invite everyone. You just can't fucking do it.
Sure,
can't
you can.
I can't invite 200
sure
fucking people from work. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Oh, fuck
it.
That. We're
so
not asking you to invite
family,
the people from work. We're asking you to invite us.
If it's just family, just family, just close
we
family.
We should be in the back of the room.
It should be people that you see
literally
every week.
Parents?
Yeah, it should be the people you see every week.
Literally parents, siblings, that's it. And then you have a huge fucking party.
That is
be,
a good point because I hated dealing
with the
guest
everybody leaning
list
in going, who were those two people in the back laughing? Oh, they do the podcast with friends.
Yeah, they're in the podcast.
They have them wildly. So we're number 7 in India.
Yeah, wildly successful.
Wildly successful.
Wildly.
I'm a little sad that we'll never have a wedding because I like...
I'm like, acting like
imagine,
you guys are having
they
it.
They would be so fucking fun.
Yeah, you guys
them
are having the wedding.
You just have one. Huh?
They
why
would
can't
be so much fun to...
They
like,
could still be
them
there.
Honestly,
no,
though...
they can't. Just family.
Why
I have
can't
a very,
you guys
my,
have...
Yeah.
Why can't you do a city hall reception or a city hall ceremony and then
we will
a party?
Do just, you know, you're right, Katie. We should have a city hall reception right after our
a city
hall,
hall
wedding.
Reception.
Right. And then
hall
no one's
city
invited
hall part. We get, have a city hall wedding and then we all get together and
I told
what,
Ash.
What we can do is we can pick names out of a hat like an open mic to see what comics come to the wedding.
There you go. Yeah. Oh,
Katie and me are automatically.
We're definitely in. We hold the hat.
We feel like we should be at the family wedding.
See, I feel like a wedding is hard to plan, right? It's hard to make everybody in your life happy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And like there's different budgets and all that stuff. And I tried to do this with my first wedding, but I was vetoed by my parents mostly.
Uh-huh.
But my attitude was, we're trying to do a very specific thing, and that means some people can't get invited. And if they don't like that, they can go fuck themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, because I understand why people might want to be invited, but it's like, you got to see it from our perspective and what we're trying to do here. And it's very difficult.
My first wedding.
Throw us a fucking bone. And if you don't want to do that, then fuck off.
Yeah. My first wedding.
Katie, tell us about your first
wedding. I had a friend get mad at me. We had not spoken in 5 years. I didn't even have her phone number. She got mad. She got. And like, were we very close friends in fourth grade? We totally were. And then we were like sort of close off and on. And then just at that point in my life, we had not spoken in 5 years. No animosity, but just like we didn't talk anymore. And I didn't even have her phone number. And she found out that I got married and she was pissed that she didn't get invited to the wedding. And I was
really?
Like, I don't even have your phone number.
That's a psychopath.
Is it because she wanted to go to a lesbian wedding and that you would have been her first?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Like,
but
I've always wanted to go to a gay dude wedding. Like, that's got to be some banging baller awesome
the
shit.
The DJ,
Oh, my God. Do I want to go to a gay wedding so fucking bad?
We stole the DJ.
People. We know like, gay people, but they... Katie, please. We got to... I want to see gay people get married.
I actually...
Like, it's
got to
be beautiful. It's got to have doves. Not like a lesbian wedding. That's
for
rough.
Her wedding.
And they all play softball at the reception.
No, the DJ. The DJ that we had, we stole from my friend's wedding, and it was a gay guy wedding. And I was like, that fucking DJ is amazing. He made everyone get up and dance, and he would do like light shows. Like we had a part of our wedding where they gave glow in the dark paint, like face paint and stuff, and everyone painted their faces, and they had like a Michael Jackson like dance party.
What sort of fucking ecstasy festival did you have?
That sounds
crazy.
Like you were on drugs.
People
fucking
were like,
painting your grandma's face with black paint. Now stand under the black like grandma.
It was such a fun wedding. The marriage was terrible.
I didn't have any friends when I got married.
Kirsten doesn't have any friends.
No, when I got married, I didn't have any friends. So I like my maid of honor was a girl that I went to college with. We only spent 1 year together. I love her to death. She's about to have a kid probably today.
You should have a wedding now
tomorrow,
that you have friends.
Tomorrow morning. Oh my God! Today she had a kid. Today
I know two people that could be in the party.
I know two friends.
I got two friends.
But like the photographer fucking got drunk during the wedding.
Uh huh.
He yelled at my brother. He was like, "You're not part of the family. Get out of here." He's not a good person. He called his wife in the middle of it and was like, "Honey, I'm too drunk to get home." Like, fucked
up. The photographer did this?
Yeah, the photographer. And then the DJ just played all of the songs I requested in the middle of dinner so no one could dance to them.
Oh no, my
like,
guy.
Hey, wow. Cool.
When you guys have your wedding, I'll give you my DJ.
Yeah. Katie has a DJ.
He's
cool.
So good.
Yeah. I was hoping the Stanhopes would be the band.
Oh, probably not.
No.
This is unbelievable. That sucks. We're not invited to the wedding.
You might still be. We'll figure
it
out.
We're not having a wedding.
We're probably really
we're having a house.
Have
we're buying a house.
We could just have a reception.
Yeah, you can just
have
the
reception.
We're having
a reception. They're invited to the reception.
Yeah, you don't want to watch a ceremony.
No, no one wants to watch that.
That's nobody enjoys that part of a wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you're a
lunatic.
That's
true. I'd go to the reception.
Nobody's like, I can't wait to listen to the person
I'd
talk
go to the ceremony. Kirsten just got up and left. She's offended. She just got up and left.
She's going to go destroy
she's
that
mad.
Bathroom.
She's
going
to go blow up that bathroom.
She can get
and
up
and
leave,
she's
but
be
you
like
guys,
sevens.
Bottom line is you're still having a wedding.
Yeah, you got to have, Frank.
You got to do it.
We got to go to that wedding.
Yeah.
We got to.
Sure.
We're in.
We'll make it happen.
Katie and me. Maybe Ash. Not Ash.
Why?
Because he has to work. I think it's Ash too. And then I'll find some whore and I'll bring her. And it'll be Ash, Katie, me, and whore at your wedding. Okay. That'd be awesome. All right, cool.
That's perfect.
That's a good idea. That's good because I know
Yeah, I like it.
You know just the right whore?
I know a bunch of wedding whores. I used to have a list of wedding whores. And I got rid of the list. I used to have one, though. It was all the wedding whores. And, like, they would show up and wear outlandish shit to weddings. And then I realized that I just want to go to weddings by myself and try to fuck the bridesmaids.
I think that's what most guys do.
Never happened.
I've done that.
You fucked a bridesmaid?
No, I fucked a groomsman.
Wow.
At your wedding?
Yeah, was it your wedding?
That's a fucking intense reception.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, I can see why you don't want to have a wedding now.
Yeah.
Fucking all of Frank's friends.
No wonder.
No, it was like I fucked my friend's groomsman in a Boy Scout cabin.
Wow.
Wow.
A lot of fucking in that place.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I was really fucking proud of myself.
Frank, have you fucked any groomsmen in a Cub Scout cabin?
No.
In a Boy Scout cabin? No?
No.
I'm sorry, Frank.
I don't mind the cabin part, but I probably
the Boy Scout
wouldn't.
Part.
Yeah, the Boy Scout part. makes it a little creepy. You want to know what kind of ghosts are floating around in that cabin.
A lot of angry ones.
Yeah. Angry, raped
ghosts. Like you guys can still have, like a barbecue, very low-key. You have to have a party, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, we have a party.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
With cake.
Yeah.
Yep.
And custard.
Strawberry cream.
Would you buy a wedding
half
dress?
Half strawberry cream, half chocolate, Frank?
Or just two.
I wouldn't.
Or just two cakes.
I wouldn't buy a traditional wedding dress. I think I would buy a short one.
Yeah.
Well, you're not having a traditional wedding. Why have a.
I told Ash if we got married, all I care about is that there's a big party that's fun and I look hot.
Yep.
Yeah. Katie wore jeans at her first wedding.
So you guys are talking about getting married?
It was a lesbian wedding.
I imagined you, and I was like, yeah, I can see that.
I feel like it was bocce ball.
Like a Canadian suit, you know?
Yeah.
Katie, you guys are talking about getting hitched?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. Just like, we're
you
old.
And Ash?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Why
I
don't
get
Katie,
it.
Like, oh, man. Me and Katie Buns dancing a Ludacris.
Stand up.
Just don't do the same shit. It's too much fucking work.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
I don't know.
I didn't want to do it the first time.
Katie didn't want to do it the first time.
All
second
I wanted to do was a party.
Money.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And then
the fucking cop showed up the first time.
Yeah. I forgot that Katie could hear me when I was talking about wedding whores.
Yeah.
Why did you forget that?
I know.
I just did.
Well, I left the room, so he thought
Kirsten
the women
the room,
were gone.
So psychologically, I'm like, it's just Frank and me in the room.
Katie probably went with her
in
the bathroom.
Wedding whores.
I came back and I was like, why are you whispering? Katie can hear you.
There are wedding whores. There's wedding whores. Not like whorey girls that go to, they're just like, you know,
wedding.
They just love going to a good wedding, you know?
Yeah, it's me.
Right, wedding whore.
Me and Katie Buns love going to weddings.
See? Couple wedding whores right there.
Yeah.
You got anything else for the lovely couple, Arroyo?
No, I think that's it.
Me too. Thank you for coming in.
Of course.
And we have something else planned. What are you looking at me like that
for? No, I was going to ask, are we going to do a game of some kind?
No, you got anything to ask me?
Frank,
we do have a game, and that's what I'm going to get to, because one of us didn't do their work for this week, and that person was Frank officially this time. Because remember last week we said Frank was supposed to come up with an episode.
Which I did.
A Frankisode. I don't even want to air that fucking thing. It is shit. Actually, it's not. We make fun of.
Yeah, I was like, it's funny.
We make fun of some stuff. Yeah, we'll
yeah
put it
I was like, that one's funny.
Yeah, I pledge allegiance that we will put this out. And all right, one day it'll be put out. But what I was thinking is, so the game that we were going to play for this episode, we're going to make that the Patreon.
Oh, that'll work.
So you guys are going to play the newlywed game on our Patreon episode.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Oh, because last time.
What do you mean? It's the same fucking thing. We're going to do it now. What's the difference if we do it now or put it on Patreon?
No. Now or Patreon, it doesn't matter. We're going to lose.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Frank said.
But if we lose, it'll be your fault.
Yeah.
No, no, it won't.
I think the fact that you guys aren't having a wedding, we all lost in this. So.
I know. I would cook.
Yeah. So, it's like we went from fucking having a Big Mac to like, oh, mommy has the stuff for a Big Mac at home, you know? And it's just not the same. It's like, yeah, there's food, but
Brian, would you marry us? I'm going to promise this to like 12 people. Would you marry us if we?
Absolutely. Okay. And it'd be great. I'll go to the fucking website and get my minister license. And I'll do it. And I'll be like, well, ladies and gentlemen, I got it here today. Holy matrimony. For Frank Zero and Kirsten Logan going to come together to make a lovely American-Mexican beautiful relationship.
All right, I changed my mind.
Do you, Frank Zero, take Kirsten Logan to be your wife through sickness and in health, through the good times and the bad?
Why?
Forever and ever, till death, so do you part.
Under the mango tree.
Under the mango tree. Ignore that hairy fat man crying with his broken heart. Ignore him crying. Ignore that sad man. Pay attention to me, friend.
It's fine.
And that's what it would sound like.
Yep.
Is there anyone here today that thinks these two should not be wed?
Literally
speak
everyone.
Speak now. Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I don't think you should give it all away before the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not.
I haven't yet.
Whoa.
Well, Frank just gave her the ring because he wanted to touch that business, that wop.
I just want to touch a boob sometimes.
It's so pretty. It's just a pretty. I would let him touch me for this ring.
Like, kind of graze boobs.
It is a really pretty ring.
Like, if he feels sexy time?
No, like if he's just like
sorry, guys.
That was such a 13. If he feels sexy time?
No, not sexy time. Like maybe Frank's cooking one of his empanadas. And he reaches over. He's like, "Oh, I need the fucking adobo." And he reaches over and he just knock knock right in your boobs. Gets the adobo, puts them on the empanadas, and then knock knock back. I do that all.
That's surprising because they're very large.
They are very large.
Yes.
Fucking knock them. Fucking use them as speed bag, Frank. With your tongue.
All right. Hi, Katie.
That's a lot.
I think they forgot we're still in the room again.
I just wanted to make Frank laugh. All right.
I think it worked.
Anything for this episode?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Katie, anything?
No, I just want to... I'll see you guys at the wedding.
Yeah, we'll see you at the wedding. Kirsten, do you have anything you'd like to say to the fine listeners of the Wicked Funny Podcast?
You're welcome, everyone, for taking him out of the circuit.
All right. And I wanted to give a shout out to Luis Andrade. How do you say that fucking Luis Andrade? I don't know why I'm saying
that. I don't know.
Probably Andrade.
Luis Andrade.
Or Andrade.
He gave us a fucking website. Remember how I keep saying, hey, Frank, how's the fucking website?
Yeah.
This dude hits me up and he's like, here's a fucking website. And I'm like, this is beautiful. You guys swear. Eventually, it's going to be up. We got to just change a couple little things on it. But shout out to Luis for doing that.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
shout out to everybody. Luis just totally stepped on Frank's dick.
Wow.
You know, but he got something done in 3 days that Frank hasn't done in 3 fucking years. Anyway, so shout out to Luis and shout out to everybody listening. Y'all the best. And listen to the next Patreon episode coming up Thursday where Frank and Kirsten will play the newlywed something. Game for a chance at a prize.
Ooh.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a good one. Goodbye.
Bye.